But if something happens and you can't sell it and wait a week, they're gonna make so much, it'd be so big, won't anybody buy it. You can't even give it away. All you can do is plow it under. That's pretty good fertilizer.
Well, that it does. What do they do in a case like that? Hedge, cut half the field and wait with that?
No, most of them, no. They just keep the machine going. And they also try to plant staggered up, you know, too.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you should drive into those vegetable bottoms and see. The stuff that will be cut over, market go bad, lice or something hit it, and just apply it and then start another crop something. I don't know whether you like okra or not.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Okra market went bad down there a few years ago, and of course that stuff goes to seed, and they decided they might save a little seed out of it, and they took the combines out there. You know what they did? Made hog feed out of it.
Hmm.
Went out there and went to combine tons of okra seed. Grind up hog feed.
Hmm.
You couldn't plant that much. My God, you had to plant the state left.
Yeah, you'd take over the state, wouldn't
yeah.
you? Now, was this commercial or did they use it themselves?
Oh, it's a commercial crop.
No,
the hog feed? Oh, no, they just used it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't. I don't know. I don't even know whether it's ever been tested out how much food value there was in it. But, you know, they just...
I bet that looks funny.
Feeding that, grinding that okra seed for hog feed.
I bet that was pretty hard to get out of the pod, wasn't it?
No, they're pretty bad to pop and a combine, you know.
Well, they don't get good and dry.
Oh, yeah.
What do they do with the stalks?
Well, they just spewed on through out on the ground.
Put cattle in there on them?
I don't think anything would eat. Fact is, I don't know if it's anything but a human lead okra or not. You know, you talk about that. Do you know the two animals on earth that eat a banana?
Yeah, monkey and man.
Did you ever throw one out to watch the dog or anything else?
Yeah, that would be.
Chicken?
I guess an elephant will, won't he?
No, I believe a chicken will eat the heart out of a banana too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They'll eat darn near anything.
Manure.
But we take orange peelings, grapefruit peelings, and you know, we'll squeeze them and throw them out. You can put them in the hog pan, you can put them in. They don't want nothing to eat them. Of course, your wife, she'd grate them up and put them in a pie shell or something.
Oh, well, that might do. I can't stand it.
Gee whiz, it's 11 o'clock. Oh,
you want to stop?
Oh, I guess we should.
Yeah, probably should. Well, let me ask you three or four more things.
All right.
What do you call that part of your house up between the roof and the ceiling?
Well, we used to keep a loft up there, you know, when you used it for something, but... Since it's just up there in the type of house we have now, we're going to call it an attic.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And did I ask you if your wife has a little room off the kitchen where she can keep canned goods and brewing and things like that?
Oh, they used to. Everybody used to have a pantry, but of course now and then, I guess you still call it that. If you open the door, you'll have something fall on you.
You mentioned a porch. How did you get up on that? Was that up off the ground a little ways?
I know what you're thinking there. I have heard it called a stoop too, but I never have been able to see anything but a step out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now somewhere I have heard it called a stoop, but I can't imagine why or where they get that kind of title for it.
Mm-hmm.
To us it's just porch steps.
Mm-hmm. What do you call old worthless things? Too good to throw away, not good enough to keep.
Ah. You mean that junk you've got in the back room and that stuck out in the smokehouse?
That's it.
Yeah. That's what we wonder why we don't build another little outhouse out there to put more junk in it.
What do you have on top of your house? What do you call that part up on top of the house?
You mean the roof?
Mm-hmm. Do you have something on that to carry water off?
No. I had enough gutter trouble in some of them old homes we used to have, and boy, when I built mine over, I'd done away with all the gutters in the valley.
Done right, huh?
Yeah.
Nice and straight.
Yeah. I just got four straight sides on mine. I've patched this old house the folks up here in town. It's one of them that's built back, you know, in 1906 or 7 when they... The more pigeon roost you had, the fancier your house was.
Yeah, painted.
You know, wonder stuck out of the roof up here, and wonder stuck out of the roof over here. What the heck they call them, the little things? A gutter coming this way and a valley coming this way.
Yeah.
I've repaired them old houses and patched them to... Boy, not me.
You want me to shut this thing off?
Yeah, anytime.